Sports Hero Jim Abbott by RJ from San Diego. As most pitchers are in the show for money, fame, records, Jim Abbott was doing all of this just to prove a point. Abbott was a left-hander, starting pitcher born with no right hand, although throwing the ball at 95 miles an hour. Fans are either the most helpful during the games when you need them, or they are monsters. Jim Abbott was very brave to go into the world facing very discriminating people, but his disability did not stop him to pitch in the major leagues. He was very unique because he wasn't afraid to become a professional pitcher with a very big problem, facing thousands who will discriminate against him. Abbott was determined to become what he wanted to be, when he wanted to be. Abbott is my inspiration by far to become an amazing pitcher like he was. First of all, Jim Abbott believed that his disability didn't stop his performance to pitch as well as he does. He thought about how people would treat him, but he realized that whenever he's pitching, he is in his comfort zone. Jim Abbott once said, "If you keep harping on a disability, then you'll start believing there is one, so I don't." Abbott knew that he had to keep thinking of it not as a problem, but as a reason to push harder to accomplish his goal in life. Abbott is very much aware that his success has made him a role model for handicapped children, but he's admittedly somewhat uncomfortable with the part, probably, because as he puts it, "I was never inspired by people like me. I didn't grow up thinking about not having a right hand. I just strove to be normal." Jim Abbott was very brave in facing people that didn't like what they saw, and the problem made his pitching terrible. This made my hero's true weakness reveal itself, and that was very effective towards other teams. This problem made my hero become something he realized he was, an ineffective pitcher. As Jim Abbott makes history by how he was so very brave, we know what he had to go through in life that makes him a true hero. Jim Abbott knew that to be a good pitcher, he had to be determined. Abbott would practice at age 11 to become the best pitcher and to perfect his motion so he can prepare for the big leagues. His father said once, after an extraordinary game, "By the time he was 11, Abbott was ready for Little League. In his very first game, he pitched a five-inning no-hitter that prompted the umpire to invoke the mercy rule. Abbott was ready to face people and play Little League baseball and was definitely prepared to pitch with one hand only. As an 11-year-old, he must have been very determined into doing what he loved to play, baseball. He loved baseball and was prepared by practicing every day how to face the people and their reactions on his missing hand. To become the pitcher he was very determined to be, he tried as hard as possible, doubling the intensity of how hard he trained. Due to his records, it says, improving his record to 18-11 and lowering his ERA to 2.89, fourth in the American League. Abbott finished third in the voting for the American League Cy Young Award, given annually to the league's best pitcher. Abbott has inspired me to keep doing what I'm doing, pitching and being myself as a person. He's made everyone be proud of his excellent ERA and HOF induction. To be inducted into the HOF is such an honor because he knew he was that important to people and the era of baseball he was performing in. Jim Abbott has been through many problems, all referring to his missing hand. Greta Garbo once said, "Anyone who has a continuous smile on his face conceals a toughness that's almost frightening." This describes to me how Abbott was able to mask his emotions towards his missing hands during games. When opposing fans were screaming negative words at him, yes, he was able to be tough and mask them, but no, he didn't like the discrimination towards his hand. Jim Abbott is very inspiring to me because he makes me think about what he's gone through in life and still has accomplished the successes he's made today. After Abbott knew how to get through the emotions and negative comments given, he was back to his normal pitching routines. A blogger said about Abbott, "A hero to many physically challenged children and adults, Abbott has shown that it is possible to overcome problems and become a success." Abbott wants kids with disabilities to see the challenges he has overcome and yet the accomplishments he's successfully gone through. He wants the kids to be inspired by the things he's been through and has been able to do because of how people underestimated him. He says that now the kids are able to accomplish anything they put their minds into. Jim Abbott is an inspiration to me because he's gone through many accomplishments without the help of anyone. He wanted to do this himself because he thought that he could accomplish anything without the help of peers. Abbott was very inspirational, determined, and so brave to become a professional pitcher in the major leagues. This great hero has shown kids with similar disabilities to act as if it was always there to hold back their emotions towards their problems. Abbott has been a great person, role model, and hero towards the fans of his work. The amazing Babe Ruth says, "You just can't beat the person who never gives up." To me, this makes me realize that Abbott was always determined to become a great pitcher. He would never give up. "Heroes get remembered, but legends never die," said Babe Ruth. Lastly, Babe Ruth speaks to me in this quote. "He makes me believe about how much of a hero Abbott was. Better yet, he will always be a legend."